Today's date is April 7th, 2024, and we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, page 8XXVI, starting with the physician who, and up to and including paragraph on page XXVI, though we work out. Lori H. will be our reader, followed by a 20-minute share. I knew this. By Lisa H. Go ahead, Lori.
Okay. Lori, powerless over food. The physician who at our request gave us this letter has been kind enough to enlarge upon his views in another statement, which follows. In this statement, he confirms that we who have suffered the alcoholic torture must believe that the body of the alcoholic is quite as abnormal as his mind. Did not satisfy us to be told that we could not control our drinking just because we were maladjusted to life, that we were in full flight from reality, or we were outright mental defectives. These things were true to some extent, in fact, to a considerable extent with some of us, but we are sure that our bodies were sickened as well. In our belief, any picture of the alcoholic which leaves out this physical factor is incomplete. The doctor's theory that we have an allergy to alcohol always interests us. I added a word. As laymen, our opinion as to its soundness may, of course, mean little. But as ex-problem drinkers, we can say that his explanation makes good sense. It explains many things for which we cannot otherwise account. Though we work out our solution on the spiritual as well as an altruistic plane, we favor hospitalization for the alcoholic who is still very jittery or befogged. More often than not, it is imperative that a man's brain be cleared before he's approached, as he has then a better chance of understanding and accepting what we have to offer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we'll have our speaker, Lisa H.
Good morning. I'm Lisa H. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Memphis, Tennessee. And I say I'm recovered because I have had a spiritual awakening as a result of the 12 steps. And my obsession to compulsively overeat has been removed one day at a time for over 9 years now. I'm going to pull in my share, I'm going to pull out keywords and phrases and then weave my story into that. The first thing that stands out to me is must believe that the body of the alcoholic is quite as abnormal as his mind. And I knew there was something wrong with my mind. I thought about food day in, day out, and I often wondered if other people thought about food as much as I did. Where was I gonna get it? How was I gonna hide it? How much or how little was I gonna eat? I would go to a function and rather than being interested in the people, I was more interested in the food. And so I knew there was something wrong with my mind. I was also a chronic pay and weigher, and I would come home and my husband would say, "So how was it?" And I would say, "I'm so tired of hearing people talk about food. Nobody talks about the mental piece." So that was, again, I knew that about myself. But what it says is the body of the alcoholic was quite as abnormal as his mind. And it wasn't until I came to Overeaters Anonymous and particularly to a Big Book meeting that I heard about this allergy of the body. The word allergy, right, is an abnormal reaction to a substance. And so if I put that in context for me, sadly, I'm allergic to dairy, anything that's made by a cow. So that's cheese, milk, butter, yogurt, all of those things. But that allergy for me, if I ingest those things, makes me break out in hives. Okay, so that is an abnormal reaction to a substance. But in Overeaters Anonymous, I have an allergy to sugar, primarily sugar combined with other things. And that creates, right, it's creating an abnormal experience. And what happens when I ingest sugar? And I heard another fellow say this, I am biologically mandated to keep on consuming that thing. And I would consume it until it was gone. And then I would find more, right? It was more and more and more and more. So when I first heard that, you know, allergy of the body and people talking about how they responded to sugar, it was like I'd found my people. Like there were other people that responded to sugar in the same way that I had. The other word, of course, that stands out for me in this, the first paragraph is control. I had this illusion. I think that I had this illusion that I could control my food and I could control my life. Well, of course, what I come, so part of that control, I think that under that control for me was fear, that I was trying to control for fear of either not getting what I want, losing what I have. You know, I remember thinking if I could just get that thing might've been an education. I got that. I became a nurse, went to nursing school, have been a nurse ever since. If I could just get the right guy, well, I found him too, been married to him for almost 36 years. If I could get the whatever, if I could get to goal weight, and for whatever reason, 124 pounds was that goal weight for me. And if I could get there, then all of a sudden I would be happy, but that was going to bring me happiness. And I probably got to goal weight 10 times. I probably gained and lost 50 pounds 10 times, until I came to OA. And then when I came to OA, I realized that I had no control. I had no power. I had no control. And let me move down. Okay. So I'm going to skip over spiritual, but I'm going to come back to that. At the very bottom of the, I know what it says. We favor hospitalizations for the alcoholic who's very jittery or befogged. And befogged is how I would describe myself in the sugar. I used to say I was like in this sugar coma. And my husband likes to call it a carbohydrate stupor. You know, but when I heard about abstinence, and again, combining allergy of the body with abstinence. And so a little bit about what I did, I literally sat down and made a very detailed list, not just sugar, flour, butter, whatever. I listed every single food that had those ingredients, and certainly behaviors around food, and just for one day, I just said, God, just for today, I'm not going to eat any of those foods. And then the next day, you know, God, just for today, help me not eat any of those foods. And of course, what happened was I started going through physical withdrawal. I don't think I realized how much sugar I was consuming, but I had a headache. I was exhausted and I was so tired. And I said to a friend who then later became a fellow, I think something's wrong with me. And she said, no, Lisa, it's the sugar. So about, I don't know, I say 4 to 7 days now, it's been a long time ago. But when the sugar was completely out of my system, it was like I woke up. And suddenly, really, I could listen to a meeting and really hear the message. I could really hear the solution. I could really and dive in there and be a part of a group. Right then it says, of course, that it's imperative that a man's brain be cleared before he is approached, for then he has a better chance of understanding and accepting what we have to offer. And so that when the fog cleared and the clarity of thought came, I was able to, I realized that I needed more. I thought at that point, I didn't even have a sponsor. So I started listening again. I was listening every day, you know, that idea that I could go to 90 meetings in 90 days. And I did that. There weren't a whole lot of face-to-face meetings here. So it was a lot of phone meetings. And then, of course, someone said, well, what do you do after? I said, I just keep on listening. You know, I have found this fellowship. Right now, I'm craving the fellowship because I have this group of people that identify in. What else did I want? Okay. So I went through this. So I found someone in whom the problem had been solved. And I had never read the first 164 pages of the Big Book. So we literally read it word for word. I since have gone through it. I don't know how many times in the last 9 years I've gone through the steps many, many times as well. And each time I do it, right, it brings out, it creates this deepness going deeper and a little bit more freedom each time. So lastly, I wanted to jump back a little bit where it says we work out our solution on a spiritual as well as an altruistic plane. And for me, you know, what that means is that in this program with my fellows through the steps, I am seeking and I am cultivating a relationship with power. I happen to call my higher power God. But the beauty of this Big Book is that it is that line that says it is roomy, broad and roomy, all inclusive, never exclusive. It's open to all of us. And quite honestly, whatever that is, as long as it's not me, right? As long as I'm not. And of course, I think historically I wanted to play God, right? If everyone would just do what I said to do, everything would be fine, right? Well, right. That turned out very poorly. And what I know now is that the spiritual life is a life of action. It's not just a life of belief. This idea that I have to carry God's will into all my activities. Part of that action is of course working the steps one day at a time. You know, living in 10, 11, and 12. I do a nightly review with another fellow on a regular basis, which is a really powerful thing. The things that, you know, my spiritual life, I say, the things that I do in my spiritual life create spiritual nourishment. And so what are those things that create spiritual nourishment for me? It is prayer and meditation first thing in the morning. It is creating a gratitude list because if I can also cultivate an attitude of gratitude, I'm less likely to complain. I'm less likely to be grumpy and self-centered and all those things. Right. But again, this is a one day at a time. I have a 24-hour reprieve. So I have to, I have to put into my relationship with God what I want out of it. Let's see. And so I think that I will close with that. Actually, I just heard this this morning, is that I've learned to live in a different way by the grace of God. And you know, I love that. Trust God, clean house, help others. And that's been the gift. That's been the gift of this program and the gift of being abstinent and recovered. And I want to say thank you so much for asking me to be here this morning. Because what an amazing group this meeting is. So with that, I'll pass.